Welcome to the We Are TR podcast. Listen as we talk about what brings us all to this great town. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the We Are TR podcast. I'm Brandon, along with Lacey. Lacey, how's everything been going?
It's been going great.
Yeah, had another good trivia night the other night. Had a ton. What is it, 100 people out there?
I mean, it was crazy. It was the most popular one we've done. I mean,
it's probably because you were doing all the questions.
I'm sure it was. It was all because of me. Just kidding.
Are you buying and selling anything this week?
I am. I thought about that earlier this week. Okay, so what I'm selling is Mario Kart. The game.
How could you sell Mario Kart?
Because I'm so bad at it. After years of playing with my children, I still can't ever get... Like, what's the one that's the worst? Like, maybe Rainbow Road or something?
Oh, yeah, that one is pretty tough.
Oh, it's terrible. So I decided... I literally was playing this with the kids, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have this on the podcast. I'm selling it. No matter what card I pick, no matter what bike, no matter what character, I'm the worst.
How about Smash Bros? Do you play that?
No, I've never played that one. I actually don't even play video games except Mario Kart.
we play Mario Kart a lot and Smash Bros with the kids, so... They all seem to enjoy that.
Yeah, it's
you
fun.
Take the Switch from, you know, the Switch to put it on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty fun. So, yeah, I am going to buy this guy, Oliver Anthony. Have you
I've listened seen him? To him. You told me about him.
Yes,
amazing.
I'm all into his story right now. His music's good. Everybody seems it's to be so loving good. Him. So,
yeah.
I'm really buying him right now. So, today we're here with Ryan Donald. You buying, selling anything?
Man, I'm... Selling some books.
Selling some books. In a good way,
yes.
Right?
In a good way.
Yeah, yeah. We like the books. Yeah, so introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ryan Donald. I live here in Greenville. I've been working for a business development rep for a cybersecurity company for a couple years now. But on the side, and what I really enjoy doing is kind of being funny and writing some comedy books. Spending some time with my children and spending time with our dogs. So that's...
Yeah, so your book is about dogs.
Yeah.
It's called Letters to Dogs.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how the idea came to be.
You know, I got a Scottish background, and I think Scottish people are always known for being storytellers.
Yeah.
And so over the years, we've fostered a lot of dogs. We've adopted two rescues, and... We spent a lot of time out at the parks, out at the dog park, walking the trails, going hiking, stuff like that. And I was telling all these stories, just funny stories about the dogs. Like my kids love, we just sit and talk about the dogs that we saw that day, right? And they kind of encouraged me like, Dad, you should write some of these down. They're pretty good. And so I started writing them down.
Yeah.
And as I did, I was like, you know, these are actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
And so we decided to put it together and make a book out of it. So that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, I read it this weekend. It is really fun. So the premise is that, you know, you've got these little stories or little almost like letters. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are letters to the dogs, but like about the dog. And they're a little tongue in cheek. So I'm curious about them. Is everyone representative of a real dog?
Yeah.
They really are. Okay.
Yeah, every letter that's in there is like either a dog we've seen out of the dog park or one of our dogs. There's several letters about Toby.
Yes.
Toby, I was just about to ask you about Toby. I've seen he's got three or four back-to-back
here.
Yeah.
So Toby's actually our first rescue that we ended up keeping. And, you know, it was a nightmare. Like, you know, a lot of dogs, I felt like we got duped at the shelter. You know,
yeah.
We get him and he's so sweet and his puppy dog eyes and he was just so fun and we had to have him. So we brought him home and found out he had a lot of anxiety when we would leave. So
dogs with their anxiety can mess
the house.
Up.
Yes, he actually did destroy two couches.
Oh, my
he
word.
Literally Gosh. Did.
But he looks so happy in these pictures.
What kind of dog is he?
He looks
is that like a Rottweiler, maybe?
No, he's a Pit Staffy mix.
What's
shows how much I know about dogs.
Staffordshire.
Okay, Staffordshire.
Yeah,
I don't know much either.
Just pretend, right?
Sure.
And he was happy when we came home and he's laying in a pile of fluff on the couch that he had destroyed.
How are dogs starting to do that? Just start eating at the cushion itself? So
I don't know. I think he's just anxious and he just sit there and he just would just tear at it, you know, and eventually just ripped it to shreds, unfortunately.
Was it a good couch? It's a shame. No.
I knew bringing in a puppy or at the time that we didn't need a nice couch.
So yeah.
I was
teenage
okay
and puppies. Keep the good couches till
right.
like they all
right.
leave the house.
Yeah, that's why we don't have any nice cars right now.
That's right. No. You don't need a nice car when you have little kids. No. You wait till they're grown up.
Yeah, out of the house. Then we'll get something nice.
Right?
Is Toby still living with you?
Yes. Toby's okay. still with us. Yeah. So that's his journey. Part of the journey we've had with him. He's absolutely adorable. We love him to death. He's just a big, big loving doofus is what we call him a lot of times.
My kids call our dog a dingus a lot because they look up this word dingus and it means like something that annoys you but is still lovable. And I was like, well, that's pretty good.
Sounds like me.
Yes. Your wife can call you a dingus. It's my little dingus.
Well, I've been called worse. So.
I'm sure it's true. Do you have any dogs?
We did. We had a... was a Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
We just, I hate to say get rid of.
Sure. But
we found a nice older couple. I did the research. Very nice people. We met them.
Yeah.
But yeah, with all the kids, we just didn't have time to play with the dog. And it was staying outside a lot by itself. And it didn't seem fair to us nor the dog to keep it outside, not be played with and taking on walks and stuff. So we rehomed. I like that better.
Sometimes
that
has to happen.
Yeah, family. I think it was just best for both cities. And the people, they send us pictures all the time. Dog, you know, laying in this older man. Dog likes to lay in his lap. And so
he's doing just fine.
Yeah, she's doing just good. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. How many dogs do you have now?
We have two now. Toby and then Jolene is another one.
Which is a great name for a dog.
I mean, you can only imagine every time we see her, we sing the song.
Of course,
right?
you have to.
That's why that letter's in there, because it's just so fitting for her.
Yes. And it was a funny letter. I like that one. So it's like a play on the song, you know, like, you know, please. It was clever. I liked it. It was a fun book. It was a, I had it sitting in the house, so my kids were looking at it too. So we were talking about it this week, because we have one dog, Ryder, who's a big, fluffy,
big old
giant golden doodle who is, you know, and I have this theory. I'm curious if you think it's true or not. I have this theory that, either owners begin to look like their dogs or dogs begin to look like their owners. So do you think Toby or Jolene looks like anyone in your house?
I don't know. I mean, Toby's super handsome.
And that would be you, right? Yes, of course. I mean.
That's funny.
I don't know. It's just a theory.
I mean, sometimes it's, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I do feel like my kids will tease because Ryder has, like, kind of fluffy hair. And they're like, Mom, sometimes your hair looks like the dog's. I'm like, I think that's an insult. But I just feel like dogs sometimes fit families, you know? Like, Ryder definitely is a dog who, like, he is, like, lazy in the morning. So I'm like, yeah, he just fits our house. Like, you know, quiet mornings, more excited in the afternoon. So,
yeah.
So where are some of the places you run into these dogs?
You know, Unity, being, you know, as nice as it is, so new, we go downtown a lot, Falls Park, Unity.
Yeah.
We do a lot of hiking. We like to go up to Brevard and go hiking out there.
Good choice.
You know, so I'm a North Greenville grad, so this area for me is, you know, kind of second nature. I spent a lot of time up here. So there's a lot of trails that I probably shouldn't be on, but we're on. And surprisingly, I think with the growth of Greenville, a lot of people are finding out about it. So we see dogs everywhere you go. I mean, they're all over the place.
It's
now,
like
so.
Everybody takes their dogs everywhere nowadays.
Yeah.
Which is not good for my business, but.
No. Well, maybe.
Dog hair is a mess.
It is hard to get clean.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of cars.
It is definitely. What are some dog etiquette things you like that, you know, how do you keep your dogs, you know, you're walking the trails and like, you know, what are some guidelines you think about, like, dog etiquette, taking your dog places?
Well, I hate it when people don't clean up after their
dogs.
Oh,
my word. Right? Yes, agreed.
That is very annoying. So I think that's huge. You know, I think it's huge, like, for us. Like, if other people are on the trail and they've got dogs, like, we don't let them run up to each other very quickly. I think that's respectful because you just never know how a dog's going to react to another dog.
Yeah.
Being around a lot of dogs for years, you know, you kind of pick up on body language and signs from a dog pretty easily. But, I think that's, you just don't let your dog run up to a stranger dog and know how, I know how our dogs would react, but no idea how the other dog would react.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's, really important, but yeah, definitely cleaning up after.
Definitely.
Yeah, nobody wants to step in that.
No.
So we don't want to give away everything in the book here, but I did come across this here, Zeus.
Yeah.
See, it's a small dog. I had a little small dog named Zeus.
You did? So
now I'm very curious if this might have been my dog.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe your dog's in the book.
Well, somebody took a real liking to him, and I'm like, well, y'all seem to be, you know, compatible here. So, you know, they took the dog, and everything was fine. So what kind of dog was this?
So it's a little Chihuahua.
Wow, well, I was a Jack Russell.
Okay.
So.
Jack Russell.
I was hoping. I was like,
I do love a Jack Russell. They're so cute. Chihuahuas, though, they have a big personality.
They have big personalities.
Oh, my God. Yeah, meanest dog I ever had was a Chihuahua.
They can be bullies.
It was my dog. So, like, anybody that came around me, like, nobody, like, you stay away.
Because that dog was protected?
Yeah, it was my dog. And
I think the little dogs are more protective.
Maybe, I don't know. This dog was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And it had to sleep like right on my shoulder. And if I even moved it, like it would snap at me, like, nah, this is where I'm sleeping.
He was the boss.
So, yeah. He was crazy.
Yeah, no, Zeus was actually my grandmother's. My grandmother had two Chihuahuas when I was growing up. And I love going over there, but I hated those dogs sometimes.
Yeah.
I was little and they'd run at you and bark and they just scared you to death. And it's just like that with everybody. They nibble at your ankles and want to bite your toes.
Trying to be bigger than they are.
Yeah, that's
news. Yes. And what's fun about the stories about dogs is, you know, everyone's got a, even if you don't have a dog, everyone has a story about a dog.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's a really neat gathering thing to, you know, get information.
Yeah.
So the art in here, who did the art?
A lot of it was done by a company that I hired to help me kind of format things. So I don't... This may sound weird from an author, but I don't really consider myself a writer.
Okay.
So even though I have a communications degree, I like to put my ideas on paper. And then once I had the ideas on paper, I did hire a company to help me kind of organize a lot of those thoughts.
It's called ghostwriting, right?
Well, I mean, you wrote it, so it's an editor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they helped me format it. There wasn't a lot of content editing that had to go in place, so it was more of just sentence structure. Commas in the right place, stuff. And then, of course, formatting it to go to print was something I needed help with. Mostly.
Did you publish it, self-publish it?
I did self-publish, yes.
Through, I don't even know.
It's available, basically anywhere ebooks are sold. There's an ebook version as well. So you can get ebooks. You can purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million.
Oh, cool.
And, like, a lot of those, all of those are,
it's available. Books A Million still around?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Wow.
Do you have it somewhere
locally? I do. Locally, we've put it at Mass General Store.
Oh, fun.
They've picked it up here. I've talked to a couple other places, but I haven't really pushed it a whole lot yet as far as getting it in retail locations. But, yeah, it's definitely something that we want to do.
Yeah.
I'd love to get it out there.
Yeah, it seems like maybe Sunroof might be a good place for something like this, too.
Oh, I think so, too. And then, of course, As the Page Turns, right in TR.
Of course,
And so you also have mentioned earlier before we start recording some about some partnerships with local like humane societies and things. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we have, I reached out to Greenville Humane Society. We take our dogs there for all their vaccinations and we've been doing that for a while. And they've always been really good to us. We love them to death. They're great people. We've gotten to know them. And so reached out to them. I know they're completely funded by donations. They don't receive any government funding or anything like that. And so we wanted to partner with them. And between now and the end of September, any copy of the book that's sold, we're going to donate $1 of that back to the Humane Society between now and the end of September.
That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some plans you have for future letters to dogs? Like a series, more volume 2.
Yeah, you know it's kind of the ideas just keep coming now that it's started. So I'm working on volume 2. Volume 2 is kind of finished right now. I'm looking at doing I've started writing like a 50 funny facts about dogs.
Okay.
To kind of go along with this. Some of them may be factual, some of them may not be factual. We will let the readers decide which ones are not
loose
factual.
On the word factual.
Yeah. We're looking at possibly doing a coloring book with all the illustrations.
Yeah.
And I'm toying with the idea of a book to celebrity dogs.
Oh, that's
so letters
fun.
To celebrities' dogs. But I just don't know how many celebrities I can get to talk to me.
Yeah.
If I can. I just throw it out there.
We'll see, but you never know. Yeah, throw it out. They could. What about cats? Are they ever going to get love?
I was just about
to
ask.
Oh, I got your question. Sorry.
we've had cats, and we love cats to death. We just currently don't have any. But we have toyed around with the idea of letters to cats, because cats are super entertaining, right?
They are.
They're very funny. They're very finicky. The personalities are so different than dogs.
Yes.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity there to put together letters to cats, but, you know, only bite off a little bit at a time.
Yes.
I can't do it all at once.
Yes, you have a full-time job.
it could be a franchise in some ways, the letter to animals kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think it's a really fun idea.
Before we get to our crazy question, do you mind telling maybe one quick story from the book?
Oh, yeah.
One of your favorites, maybe?
Oh, man, yeah, one of my favorites.
We'll do a book reading. We might have had that on the
podcast. We should do a book reading. You can book here if you want to pick one out and read it.
Yeah, well, I will. Let me look at it, because I forget how it's formatted since we got it here, but it's one of these first ones. It's one of the dogs at the local park, right? And so Toby, when we first got him, we used to take him up to Northside. We'd go up there, and we'd take him out of the field, and we wanted him to, like, play fetch and throw a frisbee. And so we're out there and we're super excited. He's running around. He's really happy. And I throw the frisbee and he just looks at me like I'm stupid. And so that one is actually the second letter that's in here. But as he's paying no attention to the frisbee at all, he decides he wants to get the zoomies. And he just takes off and just starts running like a madman. And he plows right into the back of my daughter's legs. And she just comes straight up in the air and lands flat on her back.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that is one of the stories that's in here that actually happened.
That's really funny.
It was a fun one.
Have you had anything yet where someone's reading the book and they're like, that is my dog?
Yeah, we hear that a lot. Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to put this together is it was such a bonding experience for me and my kids. Yeah, everybody has that dog, right? Like, everybody's seen that dog. Everybody's experienced that dog. And us being able to bond and tell our stories about dogs, like, we just thought, there's so much negativity a lot of times in the media and in the news and all this. We wanted to do something fun that families could bond through it.
Yeah.
And I think as parents read this to children, or young adults are reading it, or parents are reading it with their kids, whatever it may be, it's something that can bring people together. It can bring families closer. It's something that they can relate to and have fun with. And I would hope that they're like, you know, people could go out to Unity Park or somewhere and say, remember that book that we read? Like, that's that dog right there. Like, that's exactly like that dog in the book. So
that would be very fun.
That's one of the reasons we wanted to put it together, just to bring families closer, give that opportunity to start conversations, put the phones down. Have a conversation.
I love that your kids are engaged with it with you. I think that's really fun.
Yeah, they love it.
And probably now they're sending you stories like, Dad, I saw that.
All the time. All the time, yeah.
That's really fun. I think that makes it extra special. Yeah. So we do these, like, random questions. And one of them's not random because we started doing it, so I'm going to leave with that one because we found it so interesting the last couple times. So do you have any hidden talents? So any hidden skills? All this time, though, I've still not come up with one for myself.
But you're going to get on this paddle board and find out you're amazing.
I know. I got
it.
A paddle board on Prime Day, and I haven't tried it yet. It might not be a hidden talent. I might not be able to get up.
They're so fun. We have a couple as well.
Are they easy? Yeah. Will I be able to do it?
It takes a lot of core strength.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to be hard. I don't have a lot of core strength.
The thing I found, you just get up and, like, have to start paddling, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of, that gets you going.
I just
want
to sit on it.
Oh, you can do that too.
We do a lot of that, especially if it's like a busy day on the lake and it's real choppy. Like, I don't have the strength to stand up on that thing when it's real choppy. Like,
have you taken your dog on one?
I have, yeah.
Because I see a lot of people with that. I'm like, that looks hard, because a dog, you can't count on him to not move around and throw you off balance.
Yeah. So I like to sit on my knees when the dog's on there. So I like to sit on my knees, or just sit on my butt or something.
All right. I'm going to try it. It's my goal to get on the water soon. Jocasty is calling my name.
That'd be a good place.
I love Jocasty.
Hidden talents. Right, that's hidden a talent. Good question. I think that this writing, honestly, is something I've discovered recently that maybe you use a hidden talent. I don't know yet. We'll see where
that
goes.
Well, it's not so hidden anymore. But it could have been hidden before.
No, I'm a guitar player. I like to play jazz guitar.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever come up with one? We need a new one every week. What have we come up with this year?
I mean, the last thing I can hold my breath for a long time underwater.
that's a good skill.
So I guess if I fall off the paddle board, I can...
That's right, you're fine.
I'm fine for at least a minute or two.
I have recently learned how to bake bread, which took me like a lifetime to figure out, so I feel pretty excited about the bread baking possibilities.
Yeah, I don't know of any more that I've came up with.
Well, we'll keep working on it.
Yeah.
All right, what was your favorite show as a kid? Your favorite show as a kid? Let's see.
X-Men, the animated series.
I mean, I am a lot older than you. I don't remember that.
It was like, in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah. I was like going to college, you know.
Favorite show growing up when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still kind of consider myself a kid. So.
That's so funny. That's like the other day. I was like 38, still thinking that I'm 18 in my mind.
Sorry, gentlemen, but hate to break it to you.
I was a G.I. Joe.
Oh,
right. G.I.
Joe.
I like G.I. Joe cartoons. And then as I got a little older, of course, you know, Fresh Prince
of Bel-Air.
That was a good one.
Saved
by the Bell.
I was actually going to say Saved by the Bell. Yeah. I loved Saved by the Bell. Like, I had an endless crush on Zach. And, yeah, I don't know. I just loved that kid. I remember watching with my mom, and he, like, did some big prom proposal. And my mom's like, you think that looks fun, don't you? I'm like, yes, I do. Good old Zach. That's funny. Are you a rule keeper or a rule breaker?
That's a really good question.
Your kids are listening.
I know.
Just kidding.
Rules are made to be broken.
I feel like you're a rule breaker.
Yes, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I like to push the boundaries, I guess, of certain things. But big pet peeve, put the buggy back in the cart. and if it says enter... Go in that way, and if it's an exit, go out the exit. Like, I don't know why, but those two things, like...
the buggy and the thing, because it's an inconvenience to everyone else. You need to put the buggy where it belongs. It either hurts cars, or it's an annoyance to the person working there. I agree. Mm-hmm. I think buggies belong.
But most other rules, like, let's bend them a little bit, see what happens.
Yeah. It really depends on the rule for me.
I think so, too. Like, my kids pick on me when I drive, because I'm very, like, I follow the rules. I follow driving rules.
That's a good thing, yeah.
And so they pick on me about that. But other stuff, for me, is a little bendable.
Also, if your kids are teens, it's their, like, right... They feel like it's their right in life to pick on you.
Yeah,
like they just think, yeah, like, my kids also pick on... Yeah, it's fine. Pick on me when I drive. Because apparently I don't use my turn signal if I'm on the interstate. Like, I look, and if no one's behind me, like, I feel like the turn signal is just for that. So if no one's near me, I just don't use it. Like, Mom, you should always use it. I'm like, if I'm turning and someone's near me... But otherwise, like, no one's even looking. I don't know.
Yeah. Now that my kids can read, they kind of fuss at me about things driving, too. Because they're, like, right out of our neighborhood, there's a no turn on red. Of course I turn. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing coming. Like, I'm turning on red. I'm not sitting here for 5 minutes when nothing's coming. And they're always like, Dad, it says no turn on red.
Yeah, it does say that.
It did say that. Yep. Yeah.
The one rule I do always follow that I harp about, because I do have, well, as soon as kids, even before they can drive, they're watching you, is like the no texting while driving. Yeah. I'm like really hardcore about that. Because I'm like, if I want all you kids to start, you know, driving without ever doing that, I'm like, no, I will not look at my phone. Not even at a stoplight. I'm like, no. I will not touch my phone.
That's why you never text me.
That's right. Like, I cannot. If I'm in the car, I'll have a kid do it. I'm not going to touch it because I don't want them to. So I'm like, no, I can't do
it's
it.
It's a good rule to have.
It's a good rule. Yeah. I feel like it's pretty important with these teen drivers. They're scary. Yeah.
So did you have a rule?
A rule?
What was the question?
Are you a rule keeper or rule breaker? I think it depends on the rule. Okay. I mean, like, I do have this thing in me that's not awesome, that's like, if it's clearly written sometimes, or if someone says it in a certain way, then I just want to break it. Like, you know, like there's like a big sign, people have the grass. I'm like, I just want to, I don't know, touch it. I actually have a real problem in art museums. Like, it's embarrassing. I desperately want to touch the art. Like, I just want to feel the texture. Like, I've gotten multiple times in art museums, I've had a guard be like, ma'am. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to touch it, but I just want to so badly. I have to keep my hands in my pocket.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you have a Instagram, Facebook, or anything for your books?
Yeah. Website? Instagram is Letters to Dogs Book. Facebook is Letters to Dogs. Somebody on Instagram had Letters to Dogs already, and I looked it up, and it was some weird I hope he's not listening.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna.
It made no sense with his content for his screen name to be Letters to Dogs.
Maybe he'll change it.
We're at Letters to Dogs Book. And we do have a website. It's letterstodogs.com.
Can people submit anything? Or is that like something you want to do in the future? Or is it too?
Yeah, my contact info is ryan@letterstodogs.com. If people want to email me, I love it. I get a lot of emails with this different content. People want to, they read the book and they want to talk about their dogs.
Yeah.
And so we're thinking about doing some competitions. Like if people want to submit kind of an idea or a thought about their dog or write their own letter, like we love that. We love that content.
Yeah.
And those are things that as we get more of it, we'll do competitions for giveaways or some, I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. But we would, you know, vote on which one's best, and maybe we put some of them in the book.
Maybe there's even a whole book one time that's like your letters to dogs.
Yeah,
it's like people share their own.
Like that
could be fun.
We'd take those ideas, and you know, at some point, I think we'd like to start a blog. As people are more interactive, when you get more content, we'd love to like be able to post other people's letters.
And just
let people enjoy it, have fun with it.
Yeah. And that could even be on your Instagram. I feel like people could, you know, submit little letters like to their own dogs.
Sure.
And,
yeah. So we appreciate anybody reaching out. So if they want to reach out in any way they want to, we're happy to read it and respond and interact and have fun with it.
Yeah.
With other people. So.
That's really fun. I love it.
All right, Lacey, where do we find you at?
Travelers Rest Here. Instagram, Facebook, website.
All right. You find me at Tim's Mobile Detailing on all the platforms. And check me out on Threads. I hopped on there.
Well, what do you think?
I like it better than Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't even tried. It's felt like too complicated
to me. Well, it's not quite as, you know, Twitter's just a cesspool, but
I feel like Twitter's going down too.
Yeah,
like
well, it's X now, so
it's
but
what?
It's called X now instead of Twitter.
How did I miss that?
I guess Elon Musk wanted to change it up.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah. Check us out on there. But thanks, this was fun.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a dog. I'm always the guy at the party that's hanging out with the dog at the side. You know, so. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, and thanks for listening to that episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. We would like to invite you every third Tuesday of the month to the Community Tap for Trivia Night hosted by me and Lacey from the We Are TR podcast. Come out, have fun, have a few drinks, and let's have a good time together.